God is going to touch us. If you'll stand with me for the reading of the word, we're going to read from 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 33. Very familiar story. David went to the battlefield and heard Goliath echoing his boast across the valley there to the armies of Israel. And David said, I will go and fight Goliath. And on verse 33 it says, Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. And he was a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. Amen. What a powerful story. And this morning, I want to encourage someone today with this message, lessons that only the enemy could teach. Lessons only an enemy could teach. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I ask you to touch my heart and my mind. Help me to speak concisely. Help me to touch the hearts of people today, Lord. Those that are riddled in the battle, Lord, that they are in the heat of the war today for their spiritual lives. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them by your power and by your anointing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the word of God? Praise God. Amen. Amen. The Lord's in this place today. The Lord wants to encourage somebody today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. This story is a very familiar one to us. David was a boy that was waiting on his father's call, his father's sheep, and his father's possessions. And here he was on the backside of nowhere, and God was already setting him up for the great victories that would come in his life. And so many times we in our lives, we feel insignificant, and we feel like that we cannot be a part of God's plan. But when we come into our lives and into our walk with God, there are things that happen in our walk that build for the next battle. And God is preparing us. And so many of you today are in a battle this morning. You are fighting for your own sanity. You're fighting for your joy and for your peace and for your contentment. And the enemy seems like he is coming at you from every side. And he's using your family against you. He's using your finances against you. He is using your circumstance. And sometimes he is even using your own mind, your thoughts against you today. But I want you to know that every battle that you fight is just preparing you for a greater victory in the future. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and it will not prosper against you. You don't have to worry, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And what the enemy doesn't realize is that every time he comes against you, every time he comes against your life, that he is just building strength in you. He is building faith in you. And so here we see this story. Little David came from the field at his father's request to take sustenance to his brothers and to check on them. There was no way to check in. You had to go there and you had to get a message from them. And so he wanted to know how the battle was going. He wanted to know how his sons were doing. So he sent David there. And David pulled up to that place and he saw there was something amiss. There was something wrong. Something was going on. The children of Israel were hid down behind the hills and the rocks, and they were scattered around the hillside. And then he hears this booming voice come across the valley. And Goliath, as we well know, was saying, "Send me a man that we may fight." And they had decided that whoever would go and fight Goliath, if Goliath won, then the battle would be won for the Philistines. If the one that went to fight Goliath won, then it would be won for the Israelites. But no one would go because there was fear that had gripped the people. There was fear that had gripped them. But there was a young boy that he did not know it. On the backside of nowhere, just watching the sheep for his father, that God's hand was already on his life. And he was already preparing him by the battles that he would have to fight. And so one day he's sitting out there, maybe against a rock, and he's playing his harp and he's writing his little songs, and he hears the sheep begin to stir, and he looks up, and the lion has a sheep in its mouth, a lamb in its mouth, and it's walking off into the hillside to have its dinner. And this little boy rises up from where he was and he chases after the lion. And by the anointing of God, he takes the lamb out of his mouth. And when the lion comes after him, he takes it by the beard and he kills the lion. That's just incredible. But it wasn't by his strength. It was by God's strength. Amen. When we fight a battle and we win a battle, we need to recognize that it's not within us. It's not our own strength. It's not our own power, but it's by the grace of God. It's by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And so the next time he heard a similar situation going on, and he goes out there, and it's a bear this time. He takes the lamb off, a lamb out of his mouth, and he fights the bear, kills the bear. And so here he is. He comes to the battlefield. And he comes with all of this stuff in his mind and his heart. And he doesn't even know why the lion came or why the bear came. But there is something that's been built up in him from the battle that he had to fight with the lion and the battle that he had to fight with the bear. And so he shows up on the battlefield and he hears this giant defying the armies of the living God and putting fear in the hearts of everyone. And something wells up in him. And he says, "Who does this guy think he is? Doesn't he know who we are? Doesn't he know who our God is? Doesn't he know that this is the army of the living God? This is not just another army, but it is the church. It is the living God that is on our side." And so he tells Saul, he said, "I will go and fight." He said, "Oh no, you can't go and fight. You're just a little kid." His brothers make fun of him. "Oh, I know who you are. You're just trying to make a name for yourself. You're just trying to be a big guy. You're just trying to get out in the heat of the battle." He puts him down. And Saul tells him, "Hey, you can't go fight him. You're just a kid." And he has been battling since he was a kid. And he's a giant. There's no way you can take him down. But David reached back into his bag of faith. And he says, "Wait a minute. I remember the lion came out and took the lamb. I ran and he told the story, took it out of his mouth and destroyed the lion. And then another day the bear came and took the lamb. I took it out of his mouth and I killed the bear." And he said, the same God. Notice he didn't say my strength. Notice he didn't say my hands. Just because I did that, I can do this. No, he said, "The same God that gave me the lion and gave me the bear is able to give me this uncircumcised Philistine." He said, "I'm going to go and fight him. I'm going to destroy him because there's lessons that only an enemy can teach you." And so there in the middle of the battle, David understood that, hey, it's not my strength because I'm not stronger than a lion. It's not my hands because my hands cannot destroy a bear. But it is the hand of God on my life. It is the purpose to which I am set forth. I am to save the lamb and I am to save the armies of Israel because God is on my side. And if God be with me, who can be against me? Oh, come on now. I'm here to encourage somebody today. You've been going through a battle, and the enemy has been making his boast. And he has been telling you across the hillside, you can't defeat me. Who are you that you would come against me? But you need to rise up and you need to remind yourself that, hey, I've been through the battle before. I've been through the struggle before. God brought me out and I was victorious by the power of God, and I will be victorious again. Amen. Because there's some lessons that only the enemy can teach you. And you learn from every battle. And what the enemy doesn't realize, that every time he tests you, he's just strengthening your spiritual muscles. Every time he comes against you with fear and doubt. And you overcome him by the word of your testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. That when you come out on the other side of that battle, that you have more faith than you had when you went into it. Because if God can bring you through that, he can bring you through anything. If God can take you through the fire, he can take you through the battle. If God can take you through the valley, he can take you to the mountaintop. I want you to know that there's lessons that only an enemy can teach. Amen. Moses learned very quickly that all the technology and knowledge and armies of Egypt, they were no match for a God that wanted his people. They were no match for a God that had said, hey, let my people go. In fact, the only reason they didn't leave earlier is because God kept hardening Pharaoh's heart. Why? Because he was teaching them some lessons. He said, hey, I'm going to teach you that I'm in charge of the moon. I'm in charge of the waters. I'm in charge of the insects. I'm in charge of the mammals. I'm in charge of the amphibians. I'm in charge of everything that is on earth. And before it was all said and done, the angel of death passed over, and he was in charge of life and death. And he showed them that there was life in the blood. And so when they came out, yes, they doubted, but Moses never doubted. Moses didn't fear. Moses said, hey, we're going to go out, and we're going to go out with a high hand. Amen. There are some things that only the enemy can teach you. I see Gideon. Gideon is a great character in Scripture because I can relate to Gideon. In the heat of the battle, the heat of the problem that was going on in Israel, he was hiding. He was fearful. And when the angel of the Lord showed up and said, hey, mighty man of valor, he said, who, me? What? There's got to be somebody behind me somewhere. I don't know who you're talking to. I can relate to that. When God calls you to do something great, and you're like, oh, no, I know me better than you know me. But Gideon said, who, me? And so God called him to lead the children of Israel, and he had 30,000. And he said, oh, that's too much. So 10,000, that's too much. He got down to 300 men. What did the enemy teach Gideon and the children of Israel that day? That it was not by might. It was not by power. It was not by numbers. It was not by weapons. They took a torch, a pitcher, and a trumpet. A torch, a pitcher, and a trumpet. And 300 men obeying the voice of God took down the enemy. In fact, they took themselves down. And so there are lessons that only the enemy could teach. Sometimes we look around and we see the situation in our life, and it seems so insurmountable. The battle seems so much bigger than we are. The situation seems so much greater than we can reach. And we feel like that people are struggling and people are falling by the wayside. And we feel discouraged. But God is trying to teach us, and the enemy is trying to teach us, that it is not in the number. It is not in the strength. It is not in the physical prowess of a body of people. But it is by the Spirit of God where souls are saved, where enemies are brought down, where strongholds are brought to their feet, brought to their knees. It is time for us to realize that God is in control of this thing. And to the increase of His government, there shall be no end. Amen. We see 12 men in a world that is against them, that is lost. We see the inner circle, Peter, James, and John. We see Jesus on the cross, the center of their focus, the one that they had been following for 3.5 years, the one that they had been listening to His wisdom. They had put all their hopes and all their dreams in Him. But oh, I want you to know that in the middle of this darkest night, in the middle of this strongest battle, God was teaching them that He was putting something in them that was going to turn the world upside down. As the enemy thought he had him, as the enemy thought he had Jesus right where he wanted him, as the enemy thought he was destroying everything God was trying to do, he was really just giving birth to the church. And so 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead and he told him, he said, I want you to go and I want you to tarry in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. And on that day, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. It was powerful. What happened? The first day, 3,000 was added. Second day, 5,000 added. Before long, it spread all over the then known world. And here we are, over 2,000 years later, and the church is bigger and stronger than it has ever been in the history of the church. There are more people filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance on the face of the earth right now, right now, today, than there has ever been in the history of the world. The enemy thought he had us. The enemy thought he had God right where he wanted him. The enemy thought he had the church right where he wanted it. He thought he was going to destroy. But I want you to know what the enemy was teaching us by his battle was that it didn't matter what he did. It didn't matter what he did. In fact, the wise men of that day said what is really true. They said this: if God be for it, you can't stop it anyway. And if it's not of God, then it'll go away on its own. And so here we are in 2018, and there are people in this place that you are personally fighting a battle. The enemy is trying to destroy your mind, your heart, your faith, your family. He is trying to discourage you. But I want you to know that the enemy is only teaching you. If he is battling you today, let me tell you the lesson he's trying to get across, or he doesn't want you to get, but he's getting across with his teaching, is, hey, if he is going against you, then you have something of value that he wants. Come on. If you're already his, if he's already got you, if you don't have anything to offer, if you're a nobody from nowhere that can do nothing, then why would he be fighting you today? But if you feel the heat of the battle going on, I'll tell you what he's teaching you. He's teaching you, hey, there's something of value there. There's a ministry there. There's an anointing there. There are souls being saved through that person. And I want you to know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so the lesson he's teaching you today is that if he's after you, then he's after you for a reason. He doesn't need to fight what has already been won. He doesn't need to destroy what has no power to influence him. So here we are in this last day. God is getting us ready. And he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. According to what? According to the power that worketh in us. So there's lessons only the enemy can teach. If you're here today, you're here today because you have fought and won some battles. If you're here today, it's because you have fought and won some battles. The reason David was there on the battlefield that day is because the lion couldn't destroy him. The reason he was there on the battlefield that day is because the bear could not take him down. And you know why? Because God had already anointed him, chosen him, pledged to him that he would be king. And I want you to know that this church, not just this local church, but the church in general, is predestined to victory. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The enemy cannot have us. He cannot destroy us. He cannot take us down. He cannot stop what God is doing in this world. He cannot. If he could kill you, he would have already killed you. If he could have run you off, he would have already ran you off. If he could destroy you, he would have already destroyed you. But you're here today for a purpose. The Bible says you can't even come except the Lord call you. And so you're not here by accident this morning. And you're not listening to this message by accident this morning. Because God is trying to put in your heart and mind that if you're here, then you've won enough battles to keep winning from here on out. Because if you stay with the church, if you stay with the kingdom, if you stay with what God has brought you to, there is nothing that can take you down. There is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. Don't give up. Don't surrender. Let's stand. The enemy is seeking whom he may devour, who he has permission. God's not going to give him permission. The only thing that can give him permission is you. The only kind of victory that the enemy can have is your surrender. Your surrender. So if you keep fighting, the past says, I'll win. If I keep standing, the past says, I'm going to keep standing. If you keep marching, the past says, I'm going to take new territory. The only way you can be defeated today is to surrender. So there's some lessons only the enemy can teach us. And with every battle, with every victory, with every struggle, what he doesn't realize is he's just making me stronger. He's just making me more persuaded. He's just taken me to a new level in the spirit. Somebody needs to step forward today and remind the enemy that, hey, I'm here because I've won. And I'm going to keep winning because I'm here. Amen? You need to remind the enemy that I'm here because I won some battles. And I'm going to keep winning because I'm still here. I'm still fighting. I'm still praying. I'm still giving. I'm still worshiping. I'm still loving people. I'm still winning the lost. I'm still worshiping. I'm still praying. I'm still here. Oh, hallelujah. The enemy can't have you. The enemy can't take you down. The enemy can't destroy you. And he didn't even know that he is the one that was teaching the lesson. He was the one that taught the lesson. That we are winning. We are winning. Hallelujah. Don't let guilt and shame drag you down. Don't let the struggle drag you down. Don't let the battle take you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot touch you. The enemy cannot destroy you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the battle is ours. The battle is ours. Amen, amen. Give it to the Lord today. Give it to the Lord today. Don't let the enemy destroy your faith. Oh, mighty God. We love you. We love you, Jesus. Oh, don't let the enemy destroy you today. Oh, let your faith rise today.